Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Hello
and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, brought to you by starlights.com, that's starlights.com, and alternativecancer.us. And both of those sites are really helpful, so if you haven't checked them out yet, please do on alternativecancer.us. They have got about 1,000 pages of how to deal with various types of cancers and test kits to find out which type of therapy is going to work best for you, and just tons of helpful information. And on starlights.com, there are some really cool new age / ancient age type things that are really neat, including some really wonderful music. So do check them out. Okay, this being the first of the month, what we're going to do is meditation. And because it's April, we have to go with spring cleaning. We're going to talk about that a bit. And for those of you that are on the fast chat, hello. I am not at my usual station, so I don't have fast chat capability. And, just one of those things. Hopefully next week we'll have that all straightened out. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk to you all about today is the use of energy therapies while you're doing your spring cleaning. And then we're going to have our meditation. The last 10 minutes will be all about how to bring that cleansing energy into your life. And we'll do a little quick meditation that you can then replay at your leisure. You know, a little 10-minute meditation so you don't have to take a huge chunk out of your day. So to start with, let's talk about the whole idea of spring cleaning. You know, in a feng shui manner, what you want to do is clear the clutter. And the reason that you want to do it, even if you don't know anything about feng shui, this applies. You want to get rid of clutter and old things. You want to clean, because any time that you have dirt, any time that you have stagnant areas in your house, what you're going to find is that negative entities and energies will attach to that. They're going to look for any foothold that they can get. So what you want to do is keep your area clean as much as possible. And that's very difficult with all the stuff that we have in our lives these days. And, you know, and I'm talking about myself, too. I have more stuff than most people because I do a lot of things, you know, and I have a lot of different hobbies and things that I still like to do. So that, you know, each thing comes with, you know, crates full of stuff, right? Especially when you do stained glass and things like that, which I do. So, you know, I keep thinking, I need a smaller hobby. Maybe something like digital photography. You know, I don't know. I think I could probably get carried away with that, too. But when you've got stuff going on in your life and it gets very complex, you tend to get so busy that you don't pay attention to your environment. And this can be a really bad mistake. One of the things that can happen is that those stagnant energies that attach to all this stuff will kind of gather, and then they'll invite friends in. And so then pretty soon you've got all these negative energies hanging around in your house. And, you know, that can affect your life, your health, your happiness, all kinds of things. Now, if you're energetically sensitive, you already know what I'm talking about. You're probably one of those people who instantly, instinctually puts things in the right place. And that's kind of one of those things that designers do. They can walk into a room, they can rearrange a few things, and the energy moves. And people go, wow, you know, it's really incredible to have a designer come in here and do that. Well, if you've ever watched any of these design shows, and, you know, HGTV being one of my favorite stations and the only reason that I bother to get premium channels when I have TV, well, that and sci-fi. But one of the things that you'll notice is they clear everything out. They don't try to make do with what's there. They just clear the stuff out. And what they don't show you behind the scenes is they're getting people to get rid of a lot of stuff. And so you don't have to be a hoarder to have too much stuff. Now, hoarders, that's a whole different thing. If you're a hoarder, you no doubt know that because you've got people telling you you really need to clean up your place and probably have offered to come over, and they try to help you throw things out, and you go, oh, no, that busted chair over there, yeah, I'm going to fix that, and then I'm going to stain it, you know, or I'm going to paint it, and it's going to be really cool, and then I'm going to make a fabric cushion for it that will just really be knockout. And then they ask you, how long have you had that chair there? And you go, oh, well, I don't know, 10, 20 years? It's like, okay, dude, if it hasn't happened, it's not going to. So get rid of it. Pass it on to some other hoarder. You know, give it to the Goodwill. Give it to somebody that likes to do hobbies, you know, to fix things up and sell them. You know, you got to get stuff out of there because it will affect your mental health. And if you're a hoarder, it can affect your physical health too. And if you've ever seen that show on hoarders, you know what I mean. Let me give you a clue. If you've got garbage laying on the floor that hasn't made it to the garbage bag and from the garbage bag out into the dumpster, you got a problem. Now, when I did home health nursing, I can tell you that there were several places I went into. The minute I walked in the door, I knew that the people were possessed. The reason that I knew that is because you would walk into these brand new apartments that had only been open for maybe a year, and you walk into this kind of luxury apartment and you find a crap hole. And what you find is there's black handprints all over the walls. There's garbage laying on the floor, usually about 3 or 4 feet high. There's flies buzzing around, spilled Coke, and things like that. The bathrooms are horrendous. It's like, you know, they not only never cleaned it, but they had, you know, I don't know, 5 families living there or something. It's really strange. Some people will not flush the toilet because they don't want to use the water. Now, if you've ever traveled in Mexico, you'll find that quite common. But they don't have toilet seats either. You know, they kind of like stand on the edge of the bowl and aim. And they don't use the water. Usually the water's, you know, not hooked up. So it's pretty disgusting. You know, we're not used to that kind of stuff here in the United States. But when you walk into somebody's house and you find it that atrocious, you know they've got a problem. Now, sometimes it's because they're really ill and they can't do anything and they're too embarrassed to ask for help or, you know, any number of other reasons. If you're really ill, you really truly don't have the energy to clean. But there are services out there that you can get in contact with who will come in and clean for you. But, you know, a lot of people say, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm too embarrassed. Well, if you're one of those people, I'm here to tell you, you need to get over it. Okay. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. What needs to happen is you have to have a clean space to work from. Now, having been in that position myself, I can tell you I'm always grateful when I go through a period of major inactivity where I truly didn't have the energy to even, you know, walk 10 feet. I truly appreciated when someone would send over the maids or would come over and clean for me or something because I really couldn't do it. And I love a clean place, but if I can't do it, I had to swallow my pride at one point and say, wow, this is like a danger to my health. I know this stuff. And, you know, the best way to keep ahead of that kind of stuff is do a spring cleaning, and this is the time for it. It's spring. Spring has sprung, okay? So it's time to get busy and start doing a few things that they're going to help yourself. Now, the first step in doing this kind of stuff is to make a couple piles. And these are not your usual piles. You know, a lot of us that get busy, we have like a pile of books that we want to read but haven't had the time, and we've got a pile of projects that we want to do. We've got a pile of things that went into the house that go to the other end of the house and just don't quite make it there. We've got piles of things like mail mail's my big downfall. And so what I try to do in my house is not have very many flat surfaces. Because if there's a flat surface, I will fill it up. And not only will I fill it up, but it'll be 2 feet high in no time. I discovered this about myself some years ago. And sure, I mean to move things, but it doesn't happen. So then pretty soon I've got cascading piles of paperwork and mail that I haven't looked at for 6 months. And I hate to tell you how much money I've missed that way, where I've had refund checks and other things like that, or, you know, special offers. And, you know, and then I look at it 6 months later and go, oh, damn. So that's my main bugaboo. So I figured out the way to fix that is to not have any flat surfaces. And, yeah, I have to have a flat surface for a table. But let me tell you my solution to that. I found this hutch that is, you know, it's got a few shelves in it, and it's got, you know, drawer space underneath, and, you know, so you can put your kitchen things and cookbooks and things like that in it. But the cool thing about it is it has a leg on a hinge attached to a small table, and so when you're not using it, it's up and it's closed, and you don't see anything but wood. Then you pop these little side things off, and you let the table down. You have a surface to eat on. Now, that's perfect for somebody like me, because I have to put that thing up. And so when I do, everything's closed. I can't pile anything on top of that. My other thing is I decided if I got a computer hutch, then my paperwork mess would be confined. And it is. And so then if I get really busy and I don't have time to file things away, I just throw it all in the hutch, close the doors. And eventually I have to muck it out, you know. And so that's one way to do it. So you got to figure out what's your MO. You know, what is your problem with things? And, you know, what do you find that is your most difficult thing? And I see on the fast chat we've got a comment about receipts with credit card details and bank statements. Well, you know, a shredder works really well for that. You know, so you go through your stuff, check everything, make sure it's right, and then shred it and get rid of it. And I can tell you that this is going to horrify you guys, but I have always been so busy. I've always worked like two jobs plus had, you know, some kind of hobby that, like horseback riding or something, that, you know, took me away for hours and hours and hours, or I'd spend hours at the gym or something. And so I found myself moving from place to place and moving more and more boxes. And I remember a time when I was in my early 20s where I could move everything that I owned in my car. That is no longer the case. Now it takes several trips. And the thing that's funny is it's not furniture. You know, I'm talking like boxes of stuff that is useful. And, of course, a lot of it's medical equipment, you know. So if I could get rid of, you know, the medical equipment and the books, then, you know, that would be like probably two-thirds of everything that I own. But one of the things that I discovered when I finally had time to sit down, when I was so sick I couldn't do anything else, I found that I had been hauling around 40 cardboard boxes full of paperwork. 40, 40. Oh, my God. And I killed the cross-cut shredder on that paperwork. And I was well on my way to killing a second one. I got blisters on my hands from cutting things up with the scissors because I had every credit card receipt. I had statements. You know, by the time you have cell phones and home phones and internet service and, you know, various credit card things for your business and then things for your personal life, it's like, oh my God, it like multiplies. It's like they just multiplied in these boxes. It was unbelievable. And little stuff. Because, you know, when you move, the worst thing is to have a box full of little tiny items that you have no idea where to put. And so I spent a lot of my time trying to organize. And I think it's good to move, because then you have to do something with the stuff. And I got rid of a lot of stuff. I've gotten rid of so much stuff. It's just unbelievable. And I go through this regularly. The local libraries love me, because I'll go through and I'll look at something and I'll think, you know, that was really important for me to keep 10 years ago. And now, I don't care if I never open the page again. So when that's the way I feel about it, I get rid of it. And so I've given whole collections of one author or another, several authors, to libraries, and they're just astounded. And I'm like, great, I'm glad you're happy. let me have the tax receipt. And that's, one way to get rid of that stuff, because most of what I haul around is books. So as I'm going through stuff, doing my spring cleaning, which is by no means done, and I have some good friends that came over, and they were angels. They came over, and they cleaned my place, because since I was sick the last couple of years, I haven't had the energy, the stamina to do the things I needed to do. And I said, man, the only thing I can do is everything's got to come out of this place. And we're going to have to clean it down to, within an inch of its life and then put things back in. So that's what I'm doing. And thank God I have good friends that are willing to help me with this kind of stuff. So here's what I discovered. Now, this is stuff I had all gone through many times. And some of the stuff I took out of storage. And this is stuff I had already gone through before and gotten 40 boxes full of paperwork out of that I tossed. And so I started going through things again, and I went, oh, holy moly. I threw away 3 large brown paper sacks full of paperwork that I had missed in my previous go-throughs. I'm talking about tax receipts from, 1977. And I'm thinking to myself, how did I miss that? It's just crazy, right? So I'm going through all this stuff, and I'm looking at things from trade shows and medical things that I get sent, somebody trying to sell me their newest, biggest thing, supplement or whatever. And I thought, oh, man, I do not need this stuff. Talk about cluttering up my life. So I have been at this now for over a week, 2 weeks probably, of going through stuff and trying to figure out what to do with it. And finally I said, I have a lot of stuff that I do need to keep yet. And so I'm going to rent another storage unit because I don't want this stuff cluttering up my house. Now, here's why. And feng shui explains a lot of this. In your house, you want to have fresh energy coming in because fresh energy brings you health. It brings you happiness. It brings you new opportunities for growth and expansion of knowledge and money and everything else. So you want to have a really good flow of energy. So what you want to do is you want to remove obstacles to the chi or energy that's flowing through in some places, and you want to place obstacles in the way in others. So for instance, if you have a front door that has a straight shot out the back door or out a window, you got to put obstacles in front of it. So when I'm talking obstacles, I'm talking like a buffet or a hutch or a couch or a table, a plant. What you want to do is you want to slow the energy down so that it comes in and it has to meander around a few things. And notice I said a few things. If you've got too much overstuffed furniture in your house, time to get rid of it. Do things that have a balance. You want to get the right scale of things in there. And again, I'm guilty of this stuff. This is how I know this stuff, because I had to figure out what was happening in my life. So one of the things that I tend to do is get big overstuffed furniture because it's comfortable in the showroom, right? And then you get it home and go, oops. It's like, 3 feet too big for the space. And so then you have to get real creative. And, the scale is just not right. So you want to allow the energy to meander through and to go out the other end eventually, and you want to keep this flow going. Now, there's several things that can increase the flow, and these are the cures that they talk about in feng shui. So I'm talking about crystals and lights and mirrors and things like that. The problem is that people try to implement these cures before they clear out the mess. That is not a good thing to do. So what you want to do is clear the mess out first. Go rent yourself a storage space, or if you have enough land, buy yourself a shed to put this stuff in and organize it. It's okay if you want to keep your tools and things. I mean, I understand that. I've got 3 toolboxes, and I've got, at least 6 hammers, because I buried a hammer under something and couldn't find it, so I went and got another hammer, and 6 months later, I found the first one, and by then I had lost the second one, and then I managed to lose the first one again, so I went and bought a third hammer, and so that's how I ended up with 6 hammers. Now, my pliers have disappeared because everybody apparently needs pliers. So somebody would come over to help me with something, grab my pliers and leave, and tape measures. And that used to happen to me all the time until I wrote my name in big letters on a bright yellow tape measure or a pink one. That works really well, too. Guys usually don't want to grab the pink one, especially with a girl's name on it. So, you know, little things like that, little tricks, right? Because I really am tired of having to buy tools that I already have. So the stuff that I do keep, though, is stuff that I have a purpose for, that I really have a good feeling that, yes, I will use it. Unlike hoarders that keep everything because they might use it at some point and then they just watch TV. So does that sound mean that we have a caller? Don? Nope, never mind. It's on my end. Okay, so what you want to do is go through your stuff first and just start small. Otherwise, you're going to get overwhelmed. So when you get overwhelmed, then you're going to tend to push everything aside to solve failure, and it's not going to work. So what I'm asking you to do, if you have the space, is move everything to another portion of the house and just work on one room at a time. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed. Go one box at a time, one closet at a time, whatever you have to do. One of the things I found as I've aged is that there were some really cute clothes that I carried around for a lot of years and have never gotten back down to that size. And even if I did, I'm too damn old to be wearing those clothes, you know. So start looking at things as age-appropriate as well. And pass the stuff on. Sell it on eBay, you know, put it in a consignment shop, give it to the Goodwill or the Humane Society store, or, you know, whatever you have to do, but pass it on. Or, like, give it to a friend that has admired whatever piece of clothing it is. I had a friend that gave me a brown suede fringe jacket because she was tired of carrying it around, and I just loved that jacket. And I have one in red and one in blue, too. Not exactly the same. That one's more of a Western one. But these kinds of things, you know, I love and I do wear. So those I keep. The dresses that looked great on a 20-year-old body do not look so well on a 60-year-old body. Those I got rid of. Anything that was sexy, got rid of it, okay? Because it just doesn't look right. Unless you happen to be in your 60s and you look like you're 20, you know? I mean, then it's okay, but, you know, most of us are not that way. So, you know, we tend to not age quite so gracefully. So, you know, why don't we quit pretending? Why don't we get honest with ourselves? Shoes that I'm not going to wear again. You know, I quit wearing high heels, gosh, 30 years ago. And so I get rid of that kind of stuff. And books that I'm not going to read again. Get rid of that stuff, too. Put it on eBay, you know, or Amazon. And appliances, you know, first I'll ask if there's someone I know that could use it. And if they say yes, then great, there you go. Like, I had a couple of people helping me move some stuff this last week, and one of the guys was young, and he said, hey, this looks like a Dunkette drum. And I said, yeah, it is. It's a professional one. I had delusions that I was going to learn how to play this thing. You know, I've been carrying this around now for like 20 years, so you want it? He said, yeah. I said, great, it's yours. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. It was like, you know, yeah, so I paid $75 for that drum and then extra for the extra head and the case and everything else. But it's like, you know, am I going to keep carrying this thing around? No! Get rid of it. You know, pass it on to where someone can use it. That allows the energy to flow. And so as I'm looking through all this stuff, I'm going, wow, you know, I feel better already, even though everything is a huge mess. And it's a mess because I'm going through crate after crate after crate, going through storage and going, why am I keeping this? And you have to do that every so often. Now, spring cleaning is about doing things once a year. And, you know, if you've kept up with it, then probably once a year is good for you. And you don't have to go through every single thing. But, you know, take a tour through your closet, through your garage, you know, through your work rooms, whatever. Just kind of go through and go, eh. You know, that thing lost its thrill for me, so let me pass it on. Now, if you have not gone through your things in, oh, forever, then you might need to do the drastic stuff that I just did and move everything out, space willing, or go rent a storage space to move it into, hire some people to move it for you if you have to, go through the stuff. You know, there's plenty of ways to pass things on, Craigslist, eBay, Amazon, you know, whatever you need to find is out there. So we have the perfect time to do that kind of stuff now. And you can even take stuff over to mail drop places like UPS, Mail and More, things like that, you know, where they will actually put things on eBay for you. They take a percentage. They handle the shipping, the sales, everything else, and they just give you a check when it's sold with their commission removed. So if you're one of those people that doesn't want to have to learn how to do that, no problem. Go find one of those mail drop places that does it. There's a lot of people that do that as kind of a little cottage industry, too. And, you know, they put everything in an organized manner in their own garages, and they get rid of it for you. So there is a way. And if you're really sincere about wanting to clean up your act, you'll find that way. Now, the next part we come to is cleaning up your mind. If you're one of those people who is disgusted with life, you don't like the way things are going for you, you're not happy with the people in your life, the first thing you got to change is you. It's not everybody else's fault, okay? You got to change you. Now, that can lead to some drastic changes. It can lead to divorce. It can lead to a better marriage. You know, you just never know. You take your chances sometimes. But what you do is stop trying to point the finger at everybody else. Go stand in front of the mirror, point the finger at yourself, and go, okay, what's the matter with me that I'm allowing this to continue? And start working on yourself. The first thing you have to do that is you have to clear the entities off of you. Now, if you work in a hospital or a bar or any place where there's a lot of negative stuff going on, a lot of death, you know, out on the battlefield, whatever, you probably have what we call Klingons. And they are disembodied spirits who are afraid to go into the light because they think they've been so bad that, you know, they're going to be punished. Or they don't know about the light and it just scares them to see it. Or they decided that they want to continue to drink and do drugs and be nasty and evil and things like that. And so they cling on to you. So the first thing that you do after you've cleansed your house is one of the things is don't wear shoes into your house all over the place. Take shoes off at the front door. Have other shoes at the back door so you can go out and run around in the muck and be okay and then come back in and take your shoes off. So if you live in the Midwest or the East, you probably have a mudroom. Out here in the Southwest, yeah, not so much. We kind of need something like that. So anyway, figure out how you're going to make that happen. But you want to have an area where you come in and you dump all of the crap that you've had to deal with during that day. If you work with a bunch of negative people, believe me, you've got some Klingons. And you've got a lot of stuff that you need to get off of you if you want to have a happy home life. So, you know, it's a good thing to come from work and just go home and take a shower. Don't sit around in your grody clothes, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Just go shower and get rid of it. If you have to take 3 showers a day, take 3 showers a day. You know, they don't have to be like 20 or 30-minute showers. 5 minutes in the shower is enough. And what I do is I do like a little cleansing ritual where I go in the shower and I address the universe and I address Mother Earth and I say, okay, let's get all of the negative vibrations off of me now, including my own. You know, because if I've been upset with something, I might say a few words and, you know, attract a few Klingons all by myself. So what we do is we just shed it, you know, just say, okay, all the negative energy is now going to be washed away down the drain. Return to Mother Earth, who will change this energy, transmute this energy back to just energy. And you won't hurt Mother Earth with that because Mother Earth knows how to cleanse all this stuff. So you can do that. If it's really bad, what you do is you make yourself up a little mix of essential oils in water. And it's nice to have a dropper bottle as well as a spray bottle with this stuff. So it's mostly water. And you put about 3 drops of peppermint oil in and about 5 to 9 drops of eucalyptus and anywhere from 3 to 5 drops of sage and cedar. And you mix that all up, shake it up really good. And if you've really got a lot of Klingons, you want to start with a dropper bottle and drop this stuff on the top of your head, and you want it to run from the top of your head all the way down your spine. Now, that's a little tricky sometimes, so if you find that you can't do that, then what you want to do is spray. So spray yourself and just visualize any negative energy just going from the top of your head all the way down your body, out your feet, into Mother Earth. So this is a good thing to do before or during the shower, okay? And you'll feel a lightness that happens. And then just breathe in freshness, you know, just see, visualize a golden light coming in with each breath and any kind of negative stuff just going out. And we're going to do this in the meditation in a few minutes. But what you want to do is do this cleansing as often as you need it. The other thing you can do, if you don't have time to go take a shower or a bath, is you can just smudge. So you get some sage or some cedar, and you light it on fire, get it going, and then gently blow it out so it's smoking. And make sure you're safe with this because, you know, it does, like, drop embers off and stuff. So the traditional thing is to use an abalone shell and burn the sage in the shell and then use a feather to kind of guide the smoke over your body. Front and back. You can step over it so it gets the bottom of your feet. And, you know, the parts where the sun don't shine. you know, get yourself cleansed that way. It'll help you to feel better right away. If you can't do that, use the spray bottle stuff. Just, you know, put it on mist. Walk through the mist a couple times. All these things are going to help a lot. And then sit down and listen to some kind of music that's very soothing and gentle. Because what you want is something that is going to remove you from that negative aspect mentally and emotionally. So what I find very soothing is Native American flute. And one of my favorites is Awakened Heart by Saggio. And I've played that on the show several times. It really helps to kind of smooth everything out. So you can do those little things. The other thing you can do is take a bath with some charged salt. And the way you charge the salt is you get sea salt, and you want sea salt, not iodized salt. And you're going to put some in a bowl, you know, like about a cup, and you're going to hold your hands over it. Rub your hands together really briskly. Hold your hands over it and visualize a really bright yellow light going from your hands into the sea salt. Or you can visualize emerald green. I like to do kind of both. And just tell the universe, you know, I'm charging this salt for a cleansing bath. And then you dump it in your bath water, and you jump in there, and you stay in that charged salt bath as long as you possibly can. So you want it to be kind of hot. And you stay in there as long as you can, and then when you get out, you rinse yourself off. That's going to remove a lot of negativity very quickly. And it's quite... energizing too. In fact, it's hard to stay in there. I find myself going, oh man, I got to get out. I got to do this. I got to do that. But I force myself to stay in. And it usually it'll give you kind of almost a fever. And, you know, then you'll know at what point it's time to get out. So those things will help a lot. And then also if you spray that spray after you get out and you've dried off, just, you know, squirt yourself through the mist with that cleansing mixture. And then keep your thoughts pure. You know, don't go into the negative stuff. Don't watch the news if it gets you upset. You know, go to bed a little bit earlier. And for goodness sakes, when you go to bed, read before you go to bed so that you can kind of, you know, kind of get yourself ready for being still for the night. But don't read stuff that is sensational or stuff that gets you angry or upset or anything that's negative at all, including sexual stuff. Instead, find something to read that's uplifting, something that brings joy to your heart and cleanses your mind. That's the way you're going to get the best sleep. So when you do these things, you remove the negativity consciously, it'll get better and better for you. Things will become easier, and you'll find that you're not getting as upset about things. And your house will not be as messy. You'll automatically start to clean it. And I can tell you one of the things that I used to do, I was always working like 80 hours a week. And so I would get home, and I was tired. And I would cook something, and I would leave the dishes in the sink. Now, this is when I was in my 20s, mind you. I got out of this a long time ago. But what I would do is leave those dirty dishes in the sink, and sometimes they'd be sitting there for 2 weeks, and I would come back to clean them finally, and there'd be mold growing all over them. I was like, oh, man, that is really gross. Well, and I kept justifying it by saying, I don't have time to do this. You know, I got to get out. I got to exercise the horse. You know, I got to go back to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. And finally, it took me years, but finally I started to see the value of cleaning your dishes every day, after every meal. And now what I found is, like, if I'm cooking a big meal especially, I will clean the dishes as I'm going. So as soon as I get done using something, it's in the soapy water and it's cleaned up and rinsed and in the drain board. And I keep doing this, you know, throughout the meal preparation, so that when I finally get done, I've got the pot that I'm working with, and I've got the dinner dishes, and that's it. Instead of having an entire kitchen full of dishes that have to be cleaned. And if you've ever done Chinese cooking, you'll understand what I mean by that. There's a lot of prep work involved. So you can do little things like that. And you know, don't expect to do it all at once. What you're doing is you have to retrain yourself. And, you know, retrain yourself to pick things up, too. You know, don't dump your clothes by the front door, and, you know, pretty soon you got, like, all the clothes in your closet are by the front door. You know, take things and put them away. And each time you take a trip from one room to the other, grab something with you that doesn't belong in that room and put it where it's supposed to go. By doing these kinds of things, you will bring fresh chi into your life, fresh energy. And you'll start to feel better about yourself. You'll feel better within yourself. You'll have more calm. And you'll start to notice the changes outside in your life. It's very interesting. And I'm telling you this because we are under more and more stress daily with what those fools that are running the world are doing. I mean, they're insane, certifiable. And this stuff does trickle down. So what we need to do is preserve ourselves as well as we can. Start with the spring cleaning. This is the perfect time for it. The weather's not so bad. You can open the windows, let the fresh air in, you know, and clean the place. Get yourself some Murphy's oil soap or something. And, you know, instead of like dusting with a duster where the dust is just going to fly someplace else, you know, I like to use the water to clean that kind of stuff. Because we've got more and more weird-looking dust that's like landing from, I don't know where. I mean, some of it comes from Mars, for real. Like 500 tons a year or something, they figured comes from Mars. But, you know, there's other things that are creating a lot of dust, too. So you want to keep your place clean. And if you've got animals, like I have a cat who, I swear, has grown a new fur coat every week. And the amount of dust bunnies that I have from that cat is unbelievable. She's like constantly shedding. And so it's difficult to clean that kind of stuff. And, you know, I have this one story I've told friends that, you know, I cleaned this one place I was living in. It was an 800-square-foot cottage, cute little brick cottage built in the 1920s. And when I clean, I drive myself crazy. I'm down there on the floorboards with a toothbrush and, you know, I mean, cleaning the windows within an inch of their lives and all that kind of stuff, which is why I hate to clean. Anyhow, I cleaned that house from top to bottom. I was sweating. And so I got all done. I took my shower and I sat down and I was like, oh, the whole place is clean and beautiful. At that time, I had two cats. So I had one sitting, you know, on each side of me. We're sitting in the papasan chair. And I'm relaxing, and the lights are down low, and I've got some candles burning. And all of a sudden, I see this thing, this dust bunny, no joke, was like a foot in diameter. And it comes floating across the living room, and I swear it had red eyes. The cats and I all looked at this, looked at each other, looked back at it, and it went shh, and just kind of like vanished over in the corner. I threw on the lights and jumped up, couldn't find it. I have no idea where it came from or where it went to. But I'm here to tell you it was pretty scary. And I was like, how could that even be? I cleaned the heater registers. I moved the appliances away from the walls. I cleaned underneath. I mean, I'm talking, I was a vacuum freak, okay? This should not have happened. And yet it did. And I actually did find it the next day, but it just moved around the house. I could not figure out how that happened. So, you know, you might have some strange things like that happen. Who knows? But whatever you do need to start getting everything cleaned up. Okay, so now that I've given you the lecture of how not to become a hoarder and how to make your life a little bit easier, what we're going to do is go into the meditation. So what I would like you to do now, if you're driving listening to this, do not, okay? Stop listening, get your driving done, and then go home and finish listening to it. If you're in a space where you can sit down and meditate for a while, that's good. Go ahead and do that. If you have candles burning, you might want to put them out, especially if they're near any kind of flammable stuff like curtains. You want to make sure that you're safe while you're meditating, just in case you go really deep. Okay? Now, this is going to be a 10-minute meditation so that you can download this and do it when you have 10 minutes so that things will be doable. Okay? I mean, a normal meditation is going to be 20 to 40 minutes, but with something like this, when you're working to change your life for the better, you need to figure out the way that you're going to do it that's going to work for you best. So I find 10 minutes usually works. Okay? All right. So we're going to start with 3 deep breaths. Nice deep breath. All the way down to your stomach. Let the exhale fall out gently. Nice deep breath again. All the way down. Let the exhale fall out of your body gently, taking any tension, any negativity. Take a 3rd deep breath all the way down to your toes. Let it fall gently out of your body. Then continue to breathe. Slow and deep. Nice, easy breath. Let yourself relax and see coming into you with each deep breath a beautiful golden light with silver sparkles in it. Make sure that your breath is deep. And now exhale a little forcefully, allowing any tension to go out now. With each breath now, brighten this golden light with the silver sparkles and see it swirling into your body, into every space, every crevice, every density. See every cell in your body becoming lighter as it releases any darkness. Beautiful light cells. You can even see your DNA spirals brightening. Now see coming through the top of your head a brilliant, translucent rainbow. coming through your head faster and faster, crashing down through your body, swirling up in every cell, every space, every density, cleansing, sweeping clean as it goes. And then finally going out your feet into the core of Mother Earth, taking any energies that are no longer useful to you and transmuting them. Now feel how light your body feels. Nice deep breaths, cleansing breaths. Now see every cell in your body vibrating higher, faster, brighter. Notice with every breath that there's a tingle now, even in the farthest points of your fingers and toes. A beautiful, bright tingle. This is life. This is life evidenced clearly through healthy cells, clean cells, free of toxins, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Notice that there are parts of your body that are calling to you now, some saying thank you, some saying please help, I need more of this. Pay attention to those areas that need help. And resolve to work on those areas daily to bring them back to vital functioning. Now bring your attention down to the space of your heart and see it filling with a beautiful soft pink light that's encased by a swirling turquoise blue and a swirling gold, spirals going in opposite directions like a DNA helix. And now as they turn faster and faster, see a brilliant white light in the center of this spiral, growing brighter and brighter. This is bringing in the light of God, the source, the first mystery, the creator of everything everywhere. This connection with the source of all life now fills every cell in your body. Ah, feel the excitement as every cell remembers from whence it came. Take a deep breath. Smell the sweetness of the air as it comes into you now. Feel this air moving through you, softly, gently, enlivening every portion of your being, including your mind, clearing out the cobwebs and the dirt and the dust of negative emotions, bringing you a clean slate to create with. And realize that you are the one who makes the choice about your life. You can change things for the better or the worse. It's up to you. It is not the fates acting upon you, it's you. And you do this through your connection or lack thereof. So when you focus on your heart and your connection there, that goes directly to the creator of everything, everywhere. You can remember your place in the universe. And that you are in control of your life. Now from your heart, send a thought of gratitude to our great creator. Be grateful for your life, for your body world. And for your connection with Creator. Now bring your mind back. Bring all of you back into the body. Completely back into the room, into the body. Feel your fingers and toes. Open your eyes. Stretch, smile, nice big smile. Pat yourself on the back. Hug yourself. And wake up. Okay. Take a few couple quick breaths there. Move around a little bit so that you wake yourself back up. Okay, how'd that feel, people? And whenever you use this particular cleansing meditation, it'll help you also if you're ill. It will help you to clean out the muck so that you can get well quicker. If you're under a lot of stress, it works for that too. These are the kinds of things we need to remember now. In order to help ourselves. That's what it's all about. So please do utilize that as you see fit and get to work on cleaning up your space. And, you know, I understand how it is because, you know, been there, done that. And I've had several cleaning disasters in my life, or need to clean disasters, so I know how we get busy. I know how we get behind. I know how we run out of energy. I understand. But you gotta fix it somehow. You have to make that decision. Up to you. Okay, now next week, depending on, I'm waiting to hear back from some people that have a supplement that I really love. And if I can get one of them on, then we'll have them on next week. Otherwise, I had planned to continue with some instruction on feng shui. And I think that's really appropriate since we just did the spring cleaning thing. And so we can do another 10-minute meditation next week, too. Because that one we just did should have cleaned out the cobwebs, you know. You might find that your head's lighter. You might feel a little exhilaration, which would be good. That would be excellent. That means you did a really good job cleaning the muck out of your body and your mind. So, congratulations. Okay, now, let me remind you that our show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And they carry lots of really fun New Age products and some ancient age type products and music, books, all kinds of interesting things. And also by alternativecancer.us, where you will find lots of information about how to deal with various cancers, lots of things to help support you through that or someone that you love, as well as test kits, where you can see what types of therapies are most likely to work best for you. So please do visit those sites if you haven't already. And so next week, yeah, we may be doing the feng shui again. It's real important right now because this year is very badly afflicted. Last couple of years have been. It's not getting any better yet. So you might want to really protect yourself. So we'll probably talk about that this next week and just be me rattling on again. But I'm going to give you some secrets of feng shui, so you don't have to know everything about the feng shui to make use of these things that will protect you. Okay? All right. So, until next week, as usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.